to a great strike from Aidan the other day. It was great technique. They've been coming over the last few weeks, as we mentioned on Saturday. Does a lot of that in training. So delighted to see it at the back of the net and give her the cushions for the goals.
In terms of the flair factor in the team, I'm always interested, when you're signing players, is that a consideration, the entertainment factor? Or again, are you just looking at it purely as a, from a pragmatic point of view, you know, this guy's got a bit of something, an X factor that might just come in use?
No, definitely. We're looking to entertain. That's what the business is all about. And you have to get the right balance. You can't go out and have a team full of Aidan McGeady's, or else you'll be, you will be entertaining, but you might not be successful. So you've got to get the right balance. That it was something that we spoke about early part of pre-season, and ultimately as we went into the season started, that we still needed somebody to go and create something, do something out of nothing, and have that little bit of X factor, as you mentioned, and he fitted the bill really well. So we're fortunate to have had Aidan from day one, not just because of the goals that he scored, but the level of career that he's had so far. But ultimately, I think if you ask him, he's enjoying what he's doing. And that's the biggest thing for me, that players come into work every day, enjoy what they're doing, and ultimately try and check that into a match day situation as well.
We did ask about his future on Saturday. And of course, he's not your player. And you said that things will be sorted out probably in the summer. But has anybody had a conversation with him to say, because he clearly likes being here, so would you like to stay beyond?
Look, I think everybody wants to keep good players. Problem is that he's got a year left on very good money at Everton. I would think that Everton will look to probably try and do something with somebody, or unless they're looking back and thinking, actually, he might actually figure for us next year. Who knows? That's a long way off as such, but we're obviously interested in good players who can make us better, and that's why we signed him in the first place. Again, like with any signing, whether it's Aidan or anybody in the future, it'll all be to fit in with our wage structure and demands.
And the problem you've got is a bit like the Adam Reach situation. You bring a player in, you make him better, and then someone else comes in and takes him off you, and they end up selling him for big money.
Well, I've had it in my career quite a bit, actually, improving players, and then they all get sold. But I think what you find as well is that some people are suited at certain clubs. Mm. Somebody else might think, use McGeady for an example, that I think he's done really well. I think that we'll take him to another club, but then they might not get the best out of him with the environment, the other players and how the system plays. So there's a lot of other factors that contribute to why the player is playing well in the first place. And we hopefully got it right at this football club with the spirit in the dressing room, the staff who work with him. And ultimately the long-term view will be just to see where it takes us all.
I guess sometimes the grass isn't always greener, is it? If you're looking for a good life and to enjoy it, and you know, you're a professional footballer, of course you're earning probably good money, but actually job satisfaction is very important, isn't it?
Of course it is, and I think it summed it up probably with Aidan over his career. People have talked about him sort of being hard to get on with because that's his personality. And Tyus Browning, after 2 days, walked into the room and said, "Like, I've never seen McGeady smile so much." So it just proves that he's enjoying what he's doing. And if you're doing that, coming into work every day, you will take that into your game situation, and you'll go and try and do something that maybe you wouldn't do if you're a bit anxious and a little bit nervous. So we've always tried to work, since I've been here, and other clubs, that players enjoy what they're doing, and ultimately that can benefit you as a manager and with their performances.
Is it any coincidence that you play your best football when Callum Robinson and Jordan Hugel are partnered?
I think we've played some good football when we've gone with different players as well. I think when you looked at the team on Saturday, it was the right shape to play, the right personnel. We've got some good quality, we've got some good pace in the team as well. So it's about getting the balance right and having them players available. And sometimes you have to take one or two players out of the team over a season because of the long nature of this division, demanding mentally and physically, and that's what we've done with Callum. But came back into the team on Saturday and scored a goal and looked quite impressive. He had a couple of shots on target, which was nice and bright and positive for him, and so we've got some good players at this club.
He's a real handful, wasn't he? I mean, in the first half, he just attacked and made life really difficult for the defenders.
Well, that's what you want him to do, ask questions of the opposition, and we try and say that to all the players. Play to your strengths. If you're good at running with the ball, do it more often than not. And if you're a good defender in 1v1 situations, do that. If you're a midfield player, we're working hard. Do what you're good at doing, and do it to the best of your capabilities.
Just a final one on Aidan McGeady. If you weren't able to get him by next year, do you think you've got tailor-made people that can come in? You've got Barkhazen, of course, and you've got Horgan, who impressed on Saturday.
Yeah, I still think that trying to replace Aidan McGeady will be very difficult for any football club because of his talent. And you speak to people who've played with him at a higher level than Preston North End, they'll tell you he's got the best feet that they've ever seen in a professional footballer. So to try and replicate that or better that is going to take, he's going to be a hell of a player. But what we're wanting to do is keep improving as a squad and ultimately keep our best players. So it'll be a conversation for the summer. But if you'd asked me, would I like to keep him? Of course I would.